I've been told to say, welcome to Beverage Chats with Zoff and Ava and Toby.
Okay, so today I've made amaretto sours.
Beautiful.
So
it's actually really
pretty
good.
It's really good, isn't it?
Very good. So, getting quite a lot of almond, slight marzipan, Christmas
very,
decoration feeling about it.
Very zesty, very lemony.
It's very yummy.
It's very yummy. Okay, so first of all, instead of introducing Toby, we're going to give our interpretations of Toby. By the way, Toby is...
Can I just say, it's a bit weird you saying Toby when Toby's actually in the room. I'm just saying...
Might also be a bit weird because he's your dad.
Okay, yeah, so Toby is
layer of weirdness that maybe we can talk about.
So Toby is, in fact, Padre Toby, or Tobias the Great, or Tobbs, or Toblerone.
Or Dad.
Or Dad.
I think I have you as Tobble.
Tobble.
I've got a Tobble.
In my contacts. No, it's Tobbs, and I've got Toby, our friend Toby, as Tobble.
Tobble.
You've got a whole load of Tobys. I know so many Tobys of my age. There's Toby Kay, there's Toby Jones, Toby Rice.
That's me.
I have consolidated with my peers and my colleagues about this, and I've decided to make a list of different things that I think encapsulate you. So what type of moss is Toby?
Am I allowed to partake in
this?
Yes,
please do.
Am I just receiving your
Well, yes, because to be honest, I don't really know any other types of moss.
I was going
to
say, that's quite... I think sphagnum moss. Mm.
Sphagnum moss?
Sphagnum moss, I want to look this
People
up.
Look up what sphagnum...
sphagnum moss is the word of the week.
Sphagnum. Everyone, I want you to look up what sphagnum moss is, and I want to use it in a sentence this week.
S-P-H, I think it is.
Sphagnum. Sounds like a kind of like Dracula character. Yes. Holds a lot of water.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that. You drink a lot of water.
I do.
Yeah.
I drink two litres of water a day.
That's quite... I like that. But I think that encapsulates you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like a moss. I mean, any moss. I'd be happy with any moss, to be honest.
Okay, this is a really vital question because I already know what type of fish I am. I think I'm a monk. Was it monkfish?
You're a monkfish.
Yeah. What type of fish do you think you are?
You're such a little dogfish with like tendrils. You know, like the little
You mean a catfish.
I mean a catfish.
Dogfish.
Can I just say, have you already talked about you being a monkfish?
Yes, I am a monkfish.
Because that's quite extreme, a monkfish. You know what a monkfish looks like.
Yes, I know. And I just feel like it encapsulates
you. I mean, I know you've got a big mouth. We talked about that early on. But it doesn't face upwards like a monkfish.
It doesn't, but it's not about the way you look. It's
okay.
About
it's the vibe.
It's just the vibes.
Right. It's like, you don't...
It's
so
not
you're,
like...
So you're a kind of aggressive predatory bottom feeder.
Exactly. It's so perfect.
You don't look like a catfish. You don't exactly have sensors coming off of your face.
No, true. Okay.
However, I think that you're a catfish, in my opinion.
No, I agree. And catfish are just kind of fun. I heard about that catfish. Used to be put in like tanks to get all the other fish to be all riled up and...
Oh, really?
That's where the word catfish comes from. Like, you know, when it's like, oh, she's a catfish. Because they're pretending to be other fish.
That's why they call them catfish.
No, that's why you call people who pretend to be other people catfish.
You know, like, people
I've
that, like...
I've never
heard
that.
Yeah.
What? I've never heard that.
So, like, on Tinder...
On a podcast... Have you never heard
I've never heard of someone being described as a catfish because they...
Oh no,
catfishing
is like when you like pretend to be someone else.
What? So like on the internet, like on Tinder, someone uses a photo that isn't of them, like a really hot woman.
And that's called catfishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you'd be scared
have learned a new thing.
If you'd be scared of like us being catfished by like a creepy old man. Next. Okay, me and Ava have already discussed this. What type of onion do you think you are?
God. I kind of want to say a shallot.
I think Ava's a shallot. I think you're more of a leek.
You're such a leek.
A leek?
Yeah.
Oh, onion family. I was thinking of onions. Onion family.
What is the full onion family? Because we've got spring onions, leeks, red onions, white onions, shallots.
Alliums. That's more about... They're all alliums, aren't they?
But you, oh, what about the little, you get really mini white onions?
Ooh,
cocktail,
pickled onions.
Cocktail onions.
Oh, yeah, cocktail onions. Who's a cocktail onion that we know?
Kind of Petra.
Oh, Petra's such a cocktail onion.
Yeah.
Is there anything else on the list?
Yes, we've still got bird, fern, whether you're speedy or fast, or and potatoes. Should we do that in speed round?
Oh, yeah, should we have a speed round at the end?
Oh, let's do speed round at the end.
Yeah, okay, so that'll be how we end all our guest podcasts. By the way, guys, this is our first ever guest. We're in my dad's office. In fact, you know what? We've done our interpretations. I feel like the audience needs to get to know you. Tell us a little. What do you do? Who are you? What's your relationship like with your parents? Etc, etc.
I'm a set designer. I work for myself. So I'm in my little garden studio. So yeah, so I sit here and I design sets mainly for television and mainly kind of virtual.
But that's digital. Quite recent that you moved into the virtual world.
I have. I think probably since COVID I've gone virtual.
What did you do before you became a set designer?
I made films. I attempted to make films. made a few films. Didn't really enjoy it very much. Kind of liked seeing, you know, playing with design and lighting more than I did with writing scripts and working with actors. So that's what I do. I come here in the morning and I sit down and I design things.
Okay, so that kind of neatly leads on to our next topic of work-life balance.
Oh, God.
So that is what we're going to be discussing today.
I think it's harder the older you get, the work-life balance thing, because the whole worky thing and having a family and earning money and blah, blah. Whereas I think you guys, although you do work quite hard, but I feel like you have more of a balance in terms of fun and hobbies and sidelines.
I think with us right now, our lives are quite literally work and any other spare time is with friends or doing things.
Yes.
Unless you're sleeping or napping
lying
in your bed.
It's more like work, sleep, and then like an hour of friends. And most of the time just sleeping.
Oh really? You sleep a lot?
I'm just a cat. It's great.
I thought you were a monkfish.
A cat.
No. That's not the animal that she is. That's the fish that she is.
Yeah. Animal, I'm yet to be distinguished as an animal.
Okay.
It's pretty difficult.
I like the idea of you as a monkfish in a duvet.
Yeah.
So work-life balance, I'm no good at that.
Yeah.
I'm really bad.
I've kind of sensed that throughout the years.
I work too much.
So tell us about, I think we need to hear your, daily routine.
Oh, God. So my daily routine is I get up about 6:30.
But is that true? Do you get up slightly earlier than that, lie in bed until you think it's an appropriate time to get up?
I do tend to wake up before the alarm, but I think most people do that, don't they? Well, the other thing is the older you get, the less sleep you need.
Really?
So now I'm kind of pushing 50. I lied.
No.
60.
Padre is turning 60 soon.
I need less sleep, I think. So anyway, I wake up probably 6-ish, wait for the alarm to go off and then pad down the stairs, almost kill myself because I might trip over because it's like half asleep.
An old.
Dark, old person staggering down the stairs.
Good image.
So, I feel like we have the same morning routine.
Kind of think I might die actually falling down the stairs, which would be really disappointing as a way to die, wouldn't it?
Yeah, do you have low iron?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I've got low iron, and when I wake up, I black out.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I don't black out, but I
black out, and then I have to grab onto the railing.
I think maybe it's because you're a particularly long monkfish.
Yeah.
That maybe that's why you black out.
Yeah.
Can't handle the pressure.
Anyway, and then there's a whole tea thing, and I come upstairs, and Trish and I—that's my wife, your mother.
Yeah.
We have a cup of tea in bed, and we always have a chat, free-ranging. Chat in the morning, so it's a little bit like this. Any topic will come up and we'll sit there and have a cup of tea, and then I will listen out for Ava downstairs rattling about, and I'll try and dive in to the shower when she's not in there.
Okay.
Which is quite hard.
This is very targeting me now. Let's move on to after general morning.
Yeah.
You go into your office at what time usually?
I would say about 8:15.
That's quite early. And then you get straight to work.
Get straight to work.
Because they're
Anyway, so you're working and then you work until lunch?
And I work to lunch and then have lunch and then I'll come back. I mean, interspersed with that, I might, like today, I went and met a friend in Brockwell Park. We had a coffee and a little mooch around.
Lovely. Who was that?
A guy called Adam.
Oh, I don't know Adam.
Oh, new friend.
Oh, new friends?
Yeah. You see, that's another thing. You can have new friends when you're almost 60.
So...
And then my day would wrap up when, like 6 o'clock, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So you kind of go on... How many hours is that? Should we work that out? So let's say you're working from 8 till 12. That's 4 hours.
Till, 9 till 5 is 8 hours. So 8 till 6 is 10 hours.
So you do 10 hours of work a day.
Yeah, but quite often at the weekend I work. But that's being self-employed, you know.
Yeah.
And also because of the industry I'm in, everyone expects things to be done really quickly and you've got to do a pitch and you have to work weekends. And
do you like the people that you work with?
I love the people I work with. No. Well, yeah, they're fine, actually, mainly.
What else do we have to do with work-life balance?
Are you hobbies.
Okay, well, with you, because this episode's all about you. Because you're so...
Sorry, I keep forgetting because you keep talking about yourself. Like, you know, Zoff keeps interjecting kind of like slightly quietly.
I know.
Anyway, back to me.
So what is your hobby?
My hobby, I suppose I would say my hobby is pottery. Ceramics, if I'm being posh. But I don't know, is it a hobby? I do it once a week. I'd like to do it more, but I don't have time. So once a week in the afternoon, I will burn through pots.
I would say that's a hobby. If it's something that's a hobby.
Yeah.
And it's something that you've been doing for years.
Do you play any instruments?
Well, I've done everything, haven't I? In terms of making things, I've done lots of makey things.
Such an all-rounded person. I think fishing was a hobby.
Yeah.
But that's kind of been lost.
That kind of died along with my dad.
I can't laugh at that.
You can laugh. You've got to laugh. Actually, look, that's my dad there, though.
He's quite an attractive little man. Little man. He was 6'7" and had, like, size 17 feet.
We're now looking at a photograph of my dad.
Look at him smiling.
He was a smiler, wasn't he?
He had size, like, 16,
actually,
17 feet.
He looks a little bit like you.
He does. He does. You've got quite a similar smile over. Yeah.
But he had a widow's peak. See that thing there?
Oh, yeah. He's got a massive widow's peak.
Have you got a widow's peak? No, you haven't.
No, I'm not really.
I don't, do I?
No, you have. You have a little bit. Yeah.
You have got. You've got the.
I've got a knotty hedgehog.
which is
just like a kind of impossible wedge of, you know, hair that grows in all different directions. It's not a widow's peak. Pain in the ass.
I feel like we need to offer some solutions for work-life balance.
I think it's better if we just ramble on about it.
Can I say, I think one thing that's a problem with email and social media, let's open that out there. I know it's a very big topic amongst different generations, is it's very easy to carry on working when you have emails pinging into your phone as well as in your office.
I remember you saying that you were only going to dedicate a certain like section of like time a day to opening emails.
So I haven't done that. I've tried to do that. I wanted to just answer emails 3 times a day, 9 o'clock, after lunch, end of the day. But it's really difficult.
Yeah, I'm shit at answering emails.
I quite like.
You're really bad. You never answer my emails.
Yeah, no.
Do you send her emails?
No,
do you
never.
Okay.
Ever have
okay,
done
few.
You probably got 2,000 emails.
I do. Things I do. I miss my Cambridge email that told me I had a portfolio.
But that's a generational thing because you guys, until you start working. I've got a feeling you don't, because you don't communicate with emails.
I check my emails every day, but that's because I get emails from brands, so like I kind of have to check it because they always have
makes you use your emails.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I guess so. Work does make me use my emails because usually with like doing brand deals and stuff, it's usually a really fast turnaround. So if I don't check my emails, I'll miss.
You'll lose the job.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll lose the gig, man.
And if you don't keep up, if you don't also sometimes like agencies can be very like slow and a little bit like. All over the place, so you constantly have to send back emails, which I found very awkward, is like sending like reminder emails being like, oh, by the way, there was this brand deal that we talked about a bit, is it still going, you know? I found that very awkward at the start, but now I'm just like, well, no, you offered me money and I want to get the money, so what's going on?
Oh, totally. The whole money thing, I mean, that is another
I am still so stressed about like asking about money and talking about money.
So stressful.
That's another whole conversation. I think that it's something that we should be taught, dealing with money, because people are just crap. I always thought that was a British thing. Would you not say it's particularly
I think
bad
it's a polite break. It's like the polite.
But honestly, polite I think it's like not just because I remember there's this weird thing about my mum's trying to get used to British culture. it's very different to I find most European culture. I think that people are more composed, and I find that not even out of politeness. I don't think people are more polite. I think they're just more like quiet, and they don't express themselves as much as they would as like other European countries would.
Even.
Also, something that I very much so like about your teenagehood, childhood, is the fact that your house was kind of the common room for sixth formers.
Well, it was because I lived two doors away from my school.
Yeah, but also I guess that your dad quite liked it, didn't he?
He was fine because he wasn't there, but he'd come home at lunchtime and quite often find. Sometimes like 20 people, I mean, it got out of hand. 20 people, like, drinking all the coffee in the house. By the way, you're not allowed to do this. Don't think you can
bring I'm so going to bring 20 people. I
remember once the whole house was just full of people just lounging around in various different rooms drinking all the coffee. And he came home and he was, you know, absolutely lovely to everyone.
That's quite nice. But he was a very big people person. Everyone knew your dad.
He was a people person, yeah.
I loved it.
And he was quite anti-authority. I think he liked to shake things up a bit.
This sounds so stressful to me.
What? Really?
Having so many people at my house. I feel like it sounds lovely, like, in theory, but at the same time, if I think about it, if I had 20 people at... Oh, started recording. If I had 20 people at my house...
Well, that's it. I mean, Ava is forever wanting to have parties. I can't think of anything worse than parties.
I think... I like the idea of us having, you know, like, quite a few friends around, but no one really going crazy. I think that's the issue with teenagers now, is that it's hard to have, like, drinks with friends without it getting slightly out of hand, or without, like, one person...
Are girls worse than boys, or is it all the same?
It's all the same, to be honest. I could say girls quite easily, because I feel that's quite stereotypical for girls to get really drunk.
I feel like that's because we're also more friends with...
Girls.
Girls.
Not necessarily, not anymore. Mm. Our friend group has expanded quite a lot to the male region.
Sorry. I think we might have to go back over that. The male region. God. That's what happens, you see. When you record anything, you always say slightly stupid things like the male region. When would you ever say that in normal life?
I probably would. Something that I'd write in an English essay.
My favourite thing is calling breasts titular area.
I like that. That's very good.
I think you should. I think that should be the word of the week.
Titular area.
It has to be about breasts, though.
Climate as well.
So, yes, work-life balance.
Okay, does anyone have anything else that they would like to add to the work-life balance? I think that personally we need some suggestions of how we can improve work-life balance. Maybe integrate some more life into the work, because I feel like that's what's... Work is slightly, like, obsessive and it takes over you slightly.
I think it's important to laugh every day. I'm always slightly jealous because I always say to Ava, have you laughed today? And she always says... Zoff and I just laughed so much today.
Yeah, me and Ava just can laugh at absolutely nowhere.
We just like look at each other and in art and just
have a little giggle. It's so much fun. The beginning of this podcast has the little shaker, and we couldn't record an egg cracking without pissing ourselves in the
So I think that is one major part of work-life balance, is having a sense of humour and having a laugh.
Yeah.
Every day as part of your day.
Okay, speed round. What type of fern? You're a Blecknum spiked deer fern. It's very long and very... It's just very long.
It's like very long and has like tiny little like tendrily bits coming out of it.
Okay, bird. Ava?
You're a heron.
I'm a heron.
Heron. So you're a heron because it's kind of like... white and like quite big, and it has like a big beak, and you give off big beak
it's
vibes.
It's got a long stringy neck.
Yeah.
Definitely big beak vibes.
So rude. I'm a bit suggestive. Quickly, fill the void.
Okay, you're speedy with a low velocity. Yeah. We will explain this to you another day.
No, yeah, we're going to do an entire episode on speedy fast.
Yeah.
Okay, in potatoes.
I might have to avoid the episode.
Oh, potatoes.
potatoes, like a boiled potato with olive oil, a little bit of flaky salt and dill.
Flaky salt.
Yeah.
Flaky salt and dill.
No dill. I don't want the dill. You made me have the dill. I don't want the dill.
I'm really sorry,
but due to your Polish heritage, you have to have the dill.
That's okay. Okay.
You have to have dill.
I'll have that.
What's next?
That's it.
Oh, is that it? That's the entire speed round.
Damn.
That wasn't very speedy. That was painfully slow.
That was painfully slow.
I used to have a little giggle.
There you go. You've had your laugh for the day, haven't you?
At least more than my fair share of laughter.
Okay, we need to wrap this episode up. Any parting words from Tobias the Great?
Well, I found that, I got to say, the drink was good. It didn't last. I wanted to have little drinks throughout the whole conversation. I think we need to have refills halfway through. So apart from that...
Dad wants to get us drunk.
Naughty. No, I do agree. I finished that way too early.
But we finished it before we started talking. So the drink and the chat didn't coalesce in the way that it could have done.
We can have top-ups halfway through next time.
I think that needs to happen.
Those were your parting words. Honestly, that felt quite negative.
What do you mean?
That felt like quite a negative closure to the episode because you were criticising the podcast and the etiquette of the podcast.
Oh, I see. Right. Oh, because of the drink thing.
Yeah.
It was just a suggestion. If you take it as a criticism.
No, I think it needs to be sandwiched with two compliments.
Yes,
about the compliment sandwich.
We could do an entire episode on compliment sandwich.
Right, okay, we'll start again. Really good fun. Laughed a lot. Fantastic. Not enough to drink. Love to be part of this project in the future.
That was a compliment sandwich.
Beautiful.
Sandwich.
Named after Lord Sandwich, who invented the sandwich.
Yeah, that is true. Look up that fact. It's funny. Whose phone keeps on pinging its
phone? That's your phone.
No, it isn't. It's yours.
You should have told me to switch it off. Okay.
All right. Have a fantastic evening. Ciao, ciao.
Bye.
Enjoy. Bye. I'm off to eat my dinner.
Dill.
Yeah, which has lots of dill in it.
No.
Bye, lovelies.
Bye.